All right, today we're going to talk about adding music to your Instagram stories videos with the Instagram music feature. Yeah, so I'm surprised we've never talked about this, but I am a big fan of Instagram stories. I generally like to use my own music, though. So when I've talked about adding music to Instagram stories in the past, I've gone through the hoops that I've gone through to add music that I want to add, not music that Instagram is serving up to me. The thing about the music that Instagram is serving up to you is that it's been approved, as far as copyrights go, to be used on Instagram stories, where if you do it my way, a lot of the times your music hasn't been approved to be on Instagram stories. If that really doesn't matter, I mean, it's something you probably shouldn't do, but if you're not selling, I'm not going to get into ways to justify using music that's copyrighted in ways that you probably shouldn't. So I'll just skip doing that instead of going down that road. But I do it sometimes on Instagram stories, and I make sure that I'm not selling. And I also don't share those stories over to Facebook and stuff because they could maybe get flagged over there. I don't know. But the Instagram music feature is really easy. I mean, you just record something with your phone, right? And you go into the little sticky icon, the little face with the little tab that comes, a little square face with the little tab on the corner, kind of like supposed to mean sticky. And you select the item in there that says music, and you'll be presented with a big list of approved music for Instagram. And you can actually sample these tunes prior to attaching them to your video, and I'm going to walk through one on my phone right now as I sit here, and I got to turn the volume down so you all can't hear it, but so I'm going into the sticky tab right now, and I'm choosing music. Now, I'm going to select a song, and you'll see a little battery image that shows up as to select a style for this sticker, and I don't even know what that battery image means, but the style for the sticker, I don't see anything changing. Let's see, up at the top, you'll see that you have a little box. That's the song. There's a little color wheel there. Oh, I guess the sticker is the battery, so I can change the color of the battery. It seems to be. I'm walking through this as I go. I can actually type some things. So you have to select something here. And I'm going to just select the album cover and hit done. And then I can resize it. I can move it around. I can zoom it up. I can zoom it down. And I would imagine this thing is clickable. I've actually never used this music feature. I'm just teaching it to you now because I know it exists. I bet you can click on it and it takes you somewhere to buy the album. That's probably how they got the rights to use the music is that you're forwarded. Maybe you're forwarded to the Instagram account of the artist. I don't know. But anyway, that's how you add music to your stories within Instagram. Okay. So play with it, have some fun with it. And it's an interesting feature. It's been there for quite a while. This is nothing new, but I just haven't talked about it on the show. Figured it was worthy of talking about. Folks, reach out to me at todd.live if you'd like to talk more about Instagram or anything else. Visit the todd.live webpage. I've got courses, coaching, Instagram, whatever, podcasting, live video in general. So check it out.